Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
So, God said, and that Yahweh said it, I believe it. Yahweh said it, I receive it. God said it, that settles it. Ooh. Doubt it, say, you'll never have it. Yahweh said, reach up and grab it. Woo! I mean, listen, do you all believe the power that's in the word when he's speaking directly to us? He's telling us what's available to us. And I just want to encourage you this morning to receive everything that he has for you. We're talking about declaring and decreeing. This is the last time that in this month that we're going to deal with the topic, because the month will be over. This is the 29th. But he has really opened up some things to us about how important it is for us to speak his word. When we talk about declaring something, we're restating something that we already have. So if you got peace, anybody got peace this morning? Say, I got peace. That's a declaration. You're declaring what you have, right? Who got joy this morning?
I got joy.
Right, right. See, sometimes the enemy tries to steal those things, but, you know, we got to say where we are in him. If you got joy, say it. I got joy. Okay, so you're declaring that. Now, decree means that there's something that you don't have, and you're decreeing that it will be so. It is so. It's already so in the spiritual realm, right? That's what the word tells us. But sometimes it hasn't manifested in the natural, but that's okay because we keep decreeing that, right? And so if there's something that it is that you need, decree it, right? So we declare what we have and we decree what we don't have. And it's important is because we have to understand the spiritual impact of the things that we say. Even in the natural realm, if you say negative stuff, you create a what? For a second, let's just step away from the church situation, right? Let's say we're just out there at work or at school and we're not even bringing this in. We're not bringing the spiritual aspect in. Who likes to be around negative people? Right? I mean, even in the world, you have this concept of, I don't want to be around them. Why? Because they bring me down. They're too negative. Anybody know people like that? They right. So spiritually, if that happens in the natural realm, why wouldn't you think that that was a spiritual concept as well? But a lot of times we're trying to be the spiritual people who Yahweh has placed us to be, but then we're around a bunch of negative people that don't believe what we're saying, what we're declaring, and what we're decreeing. That's impossible. You can't do that. Oh, yeah. For instance, I want a new car. I need a new car. Well, how are you going to get a new car? You ain't even got no job. Because I need the hard to get to the job and all that, but, you know, I'm decreeing. But people around you will say, yeah, you can't do that. Okay. So your faith is going to be predicated on what they say? Or is it going to be predicated on what Yahweh says? That part. And so this is what, but this is the problem. We've been trained not to activate our faith. Years and years of us being told, baby, don't get your hopes up. Who's been told that? Don't get your hopes up. Don't get too. And what are some of the stuff you holler at me? What are some of the stuff people say like that? Don't get too caught up. What? Girls can't do that. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Get a plan B. But faith tells us that the plan A is the plan. But see, natural wisdom says, no, you got to have a plan B. And while you at it, get a C, D, an E, an F. So that causes you not to want to believe for A. I want to believe for plan A. But we've been taught that, right? So a lot of times we're just kind of meandering through life. You know, we're just trying to, we're not operating in his faith, but sometimes we have high moments. Sometimes we have, you know, low moments, you know. Sometimes up, sometimes down. But we were raised, some of us were raised like that, not to expect much. Media told us that. For instance, we were trained, if you have the video. You got to go to the next slide now. Okay. Ain't we lucky we got them? Keeping your head above water, making a what? Y'all were singing the lyrics. Y'all was like, keeping your head above water, making a what? Like, that was the best. That was a good thing because y'all smiling. Temporary layoffs. What is there to smile about a layoff? Easy credits and ripoff. Then some of y'all was saying, scratching and surviving. See, the last part is hanging and a jiving. Some of y'all thought it was hanging in a chow line. But it's not. It's hanging in and jiving. And that's what we're doing in the spirit. Sometimes we just hanging in and jiving. How you doing, brother? I'm keeping my head above water. I'm making a wave when I can. And then at the end, ain't we lucky we got them? If we got them. And those are supposed to be good times. And if you watch the episodes, there was just... there was an episode where, you know, Thelma was getting married and her husband, you know, he was a baller and they were going to get out of that situation. And then he tripped over JJ, break his leg, and they're back in the project. You can only get so far and then. But see, that's how we're living. We're living out our salvation the same way. Yahweh has got great things for us. He's telling us we're kings. He's telling us we're queens. He's telling us that he has all this stuff for us, and we just barely making our head above water. Making a praise when we can. He's expecting more. And so we got to change. Because we've been conditioned like that, we got to renew this mind thing. I have great expectations. Whatever Yahweh said is available to me. I believe that it's available to me. And if anybody comes saying something different, I don't receive it. I receive what Yahweh says. I believe the report of the Lord. But we have to get indignant like that. We have to grab hold of our faith and say, listen, nah, that barely making it stuff. I mean, if you barely, then why be in this situation? If you're just keeping your head above water, and if you're expecting temporary layoffs, just had a wave of layoffs at my wife's job. Several layoffs over the course of years, and when I was there. And we were always believing, listen, God gave us this job. And we ain't going nowhere unless he say so. And so she said, hey, they saying they go. And the way they do it is cold-blooded. They come tap you on the shoulder and say, can you come with us, please? So some people in the bathroom, some people up under their desk, they but we declared that her job would be safe. And so after the 3 days of layoffs and all that stuff, she's still there. She's still there. Because that's what we expect. When Yahweh gives us something, can't nobody take it away from you. But we got to start speaking this stuff, because she didn't come up there saying, oh my God, I'm so scared. You know, I don't think I'm going to have a job next week. People were saying that. And one of her coworkers actually said, no, I think they're going to get rid of me. Guess what? They got rid of her. And she's trying to encourage. No, sis, you know, you're going to be all right. You're going to be. No. And so we got to start trusting the word of Yahweh, right? So listen, go here to Mark 11. And we were talking about last time we were together that we're speaking in the spiritual realm because we are speaking spirits. Yahweh created us in his image, right? And he gave us the words to say. In his stripes, I am healed. I am more than a what? Conqueror. Let the weak say what? I am strong. He's giving us those things to say because he knows there's power in those things, right? And so it says here in Mark 11, 23, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou what? Cast into the sea and shall not what? But go back. It says that whatsoever shall what? Think to the mountain. Say to the mountain. So tell yourself, I gotta say something. It's in your mouth. And shall not what? Doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he what? And this is what I'm saying. Saints, sometimes when you're confessing the word, maybe the first two or three or even four times, admit it. Sometimes you don't believe it yet. Let's be honest. You don't necessarily believe it. Right? But you had the obedience to say it. And I'm telling you right now, if you keep on saying it, if you keep on saying it, if you keep on standing on it, you won't believe it. It's going to get inside your sanctified spiritual self. See, because first, when you're rolling it off the tongue, it's kind of on your flesh. But you're trying to get it down into your spirit and believe this thing. And he says, who shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass? He shall have what? He thinketh. He saith. Right? So there's a competition for your mouth. You can either speak victory or you can speak defeat. And whatever you speak goes into action. Do you believe that? Because this is a spiritual thing. So if you speak in negative, guess what goes into action? Negative. Let's go here. Let's go to Micah, the 4th chapter, the 9th verse. And we talked last week about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they said, oh, king, we don't care about that furnace. They were going to be thrown in there. And they said, listen, no, we don't care about the furnace because we believe that our God will deliver us. And I was explaining to the saints that a lot of times you think that you're going to be delivered right before you go into the flames. But those boys were thrown into the flames. And they still had to hold their faith in the fire. Because sometimes your deliverance is going to come what? In the fire. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Where that comes from? Sometimes you're in there. And you got to still what? Because they had a choice. They could have said like, ah! Or they could have said, ain't no thing. We believe he will still deliver us. And guess what? He did. And so go here. Micah, the 4th chapter and the 9th verse. He's empowered us. So he says, now why dost thou cry out aloud? Why are you tripping? Is there no king in you? Because he gave us that authority. Right? So sometimes y'all in some crazy looking circumstances. Sisters, have you been in some crazy situations? But even in that situation, it's better speaking to defeat. My question is, where is the queen in you? The queen that makes a decree based upon the word. The queen that rises above the situation and says, Yahweh said this. Where the queen's at? All right. Brothers, when you got in a situation, any brothers been in crazy situations? So instead of tripping, speak to the mountain. And why would you speak to the mountain? Because there's supposed to be a king in you that makes decrees based upon the word. So I just asked, where are the kings at? Are they kings? Kings. Royalty. That's who you are. You call things that are not as though they were. Go to Romans, the 5th chapter. And this is my justification from this, because the 5th chapter, the 17th verse, and I have the Amplified version. For it is because of one man's trespass, lapse, or offense, death reigned. We were in our trouble that we were in because of the first Adam. Because he gave it up. He had dominion, and he what? Gave it up. So we were under the dominion of what? Sin. Death. But it says death reigned throughout that one. But more surely will those who receive Yahweh's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, the free gift of righteousness, putting them in right standing with himself, reign as what? Kings in life through one man, Yeshua, Mashiach, the Messiah, the anointed one. And so because of Yeshua, We reign as who? Oh, see, you're going to get silent on me now. Because of Yeshua and his royalty, you reign as what? So he's expecting you to speak like one. No matter what your situation is, go here to Yohanan or John, the 14th chapter, the 10th verse. And this is where we left off. And we're going to finish up this week. So John 14:10 says, don't get it twisted. Sometimes you don't know what to say because you're in your what? Flesh, your mind. How should I respond to this? What should I say? I've been in situations when I was working in corporate. And my mind was telling me to go off. My mind was telling me to give my supervisor a piece of my mind. You gonna let him, you better say this, and you better say that. And sometimes I found myself on the verge of even wanting to cuss. Listen, y'all, we in this flesh, dude. Let's be honest, don't be, try to be like you. Like the word ain't rose up about this high. Sometimes that word, what? Because we're flesh. You know? Find out when you stump your toe. There's a difference between what's supposed to come out. But that's how you locate yourself. And so I wanted to give them a piece of my mind. This is a problem with that. If you keep on giving away pieces of your mind, you're not going to have anything left. People drive you crazy. So my first spiritual instinct, well, Holy Ghost would say, shut up. That's how he talked to me. I don't know how he talked to you. He told me, shut up, Tom. Because this is my dynamic. I'm a real cool guy. I'm laid back. Y'all consider me to be a pretty nice guy, you know. But put me in a corner. See, y'all don't know. I know. No. See, the nice people that take stuff are the people you need to watch out for. Because when you back us into a corner, you don't know what's going on. It's all those years of suppression and rage. And everybody that ever did anything to me, you about to catch it. That's my flesh nature. And it wants to come out. I even have a name for him. His name is Earl. That's my middle name. Because sometimes you better watch it, because sometimes Earl... My wife, she's so sweet. She don't have a middle name. Her name just Stephanie. But I had to consult the Holy Ghost because I wanted to speak something. I wanted to say something. My flesh, and the devil was like, dear, say it. The devil was right there, boy. He was like, oh, say it, come on. I know you want to. Who, am I just by myself? I mean, it's just, and it's in the gut. Don't you feel it right there? See, that's when you know it's split. So I'm going to speak a word. I got to be careful. Because I want to speak the right word. And in every situation where I shut up, he told me what to say. More importantly, he told me what to do in what I said. And so here in Yohanan 14:10, it says, believest thou not that I am in the Father? This is Yeshua talking. And the Father in me, The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, meaning they're not coming from me, my flesh. But spiritually, I'm speaking these. The Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. So what is Yeshua saying here? He was like, I do the talking, and Yahweh does the work. I speak the words. Get this in your spirit. If you want him to do something, speak his words, and he'll do the work. Speak what the result is that you want. I want the job. Speak it. Don't worry about the details. I don't care how he does it. I'm just speaking the end result that I'm expecting. I'm going to let him do the work. See, this is a problem. When you start wanting to get into the details, you start messing up. You don't trust him enough to do the details. And that's why they say the devil's in the details. Because when you get involved, well, how this going to happen? You start asking too many questions.
Yes, sir.
There's too many buts in that. He said it. I'm going to speak it. And that settles. It's real simple. I speak the word. He does the work. I speak the word. He does the work. I speak the word. He does the what? You say it. I speak the
word.
He does the
word.
I speak the
word.
He does the
word.
That's simple, ain't it? Conversely, when you speak negative words, the same dude that was egging me on to tell the boss off, tell the boss off, now they doing the work. The demon world is waiting. Say it, Ricky, say it. Go on and say it. And where do we get this stuff from? Where do I get my allergies? You make me sick. You're killing me. What is that? I can't do it. That is impossible. Wait a minute. The kingdom words that I've been told and that exist in the world said all things are possible. I'm not saying that's my sickness. In his stripes, I am healed. I'm not hanging on to this sickness. It's got to go. But what are we doing? What are we saying? When you say something, and let me make this very clear to you. When something comes out your mouth, something is going to work. Question is, who do you want to work for you? You want Yahweh working for you in your favor, or you want the enemy to whip you up something? Because the enemy, he wait. He's like, I got all the ingredients right here. What you need, what you want. Go on and speak the negativity. Speak the defeat. I'm ready to. Whose fault is it? Whose mouth is it? No. Whose mouth is it? No, see, this is the problem. Y'all not taking ownership of your own mouth. Whose mouth is it? It's my mouth. Nothing can make something come out of my mouth and say, unless I what? I say it. So remember, he's in me. I speak the word. And let me make it easy for you. You don't have to speak your word. Speak his word.
Hallelujah.
See, that's better.
Almost better.
Because he's saying, listen, I'm giving you words to say. Speak it. That's what's wrong with that president y'all got there. I'm not being political. I'm just saying. They stick words in front of his mouth.
Come on.
Tell him to say the words. And he goes off script.
Really?
And mess everything up. Listen, dude, just read the teleprompter. They've already written a perfect response for you. Just read what they got and keep yourself out of controversy. But he will keep going on script. So that's y'all problem spiritually. He's giving you a script. Will y'all please stick to the script? Just say what the word is saying. Stop going off script. That's where you get in trouble. Go here. Matthew 17, chapter. Matityahu, the 20th verse. Speak the results. Good. And it says what? 20th verse says, and Yeshua said unto them, because of your unbelief. They were trying to do something, couldn't do it. They said, why can't we do it? Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, what's the operative word? You shall say. Right? You shall what?
Say
unto this mountain. Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be what?
Impossible.
See, the problem with y'all, you need to take the M out, because sometimes you people be telling you it's impossible. Take the M out. Take the I am out. All things are what?
Possible.
And do you believe that? So even in your crazy situation, do you believe all things are possible?
Okay.
Then whatever, if you believe that, then whatever comes out of your mouth, watch your mouth. See, this is what, I got two parents that could backhand in that mouth real quick if you said something smart. Any parents like that?
Who?
And this is what they say. Watch. You. Evidently something came out. And sometimes you didn't have to say it yet. And before it even came out, watch your mouth. Spiritually, you better. I hear saints all the time speaking negative stuff, crazy stuff. That my child gonna drive me crazy. This is. I don't know. I just need God's help because I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to that boy. Why are you saying all that stuff? Speak the word. Go here. Speak the results. Say it. I'm going to have to come down here to say this part. Stop trying to reduce Yahweh to your level of thinking. Stop trying to reduce Yahweh to your level of thinking. See, that's one of the reasons why I believe that we don't have the miracles and stuff going forth in the church, because people have reduced it down to what they can do. And that's not much. They think that faith is so inobtainable that they just they water down the word. They water down their expectations. I have a great expectation of what Yahweh can do. I'm not going to reduce him down to my thinking. My job is to let my thinking elevate to who he is. I got to rise to his level because that's what he created me to be. He said, listen, if you say it and believe it, it's going to happen. But see, we're in this situation now. We have low expectations. We have low expectations of ourselves, and we have low expectations of the God that we serve. My God. Where's our faith? See, I believe that the same stuff that happened in Acts. Come on, see, I can't believe by myself for these great days. We need a church of believers who actually expect miracles in this day and age. See, they happened when Yeshua was gone and the disciples, boy, their shadow would pass over people and people would be healed. Go here. I have to say this. Go to Matthew, the 15th chapter. Our thinking is fallen. Our thinking doesn't fit in the scheme of what he has expects of us. People that he has given his Holy Ghost power to. My God, if you're not going to use the power, if you're not going to believe in the power, what do you have? Either we believe that this is a supernatural move that is beyond us and we want to get up there. We want to elevate. And the Holy Ghost is telling us, level up. Can I say that? Somebody caught it.
Sorry. Don't say level.
Level up. Get on another level. Get on a higher plane. He's created all these different planes for us to get on. And what I mean, not planes, P-L-A-N-E, but P-L-A-I-N, these spiritual planes. I don't know about y'all, but I'd be tired of sticking on the same spiritual plane. I need to go higher. I need to my expectations are great. Listen, I'm happy for y'all. If you can get hands laid on you and your headache go away, pray, hallelujah. Or if your arm is hurting. And we lay hands on your arm and your arm, oh yeah, I can move it now. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. But what about, come on, kick. What about people coming in wheelchairs and can't walk? But the power of the Holy Ghost moves on and they get up out of that chair. There's a couple people that believe that. What about when somebody don't have a limb and the Holy Ghost moving and creating that limb and letting that limb grow? These were miracles. What about that prison door opening? What about the miracles? What about the blind giving sight? Do we believe that these things are possible? You got to believe it. So here, Matthew, 15 chapter 29 verse. And Yeshua departed from thence and came high unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were, follow me please, having those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed. Let's stop at maimed. The leg was gone. For whatever reason. In this day and age, sometimes diabetes. They got to take the leg or the toes or whatever. And they took those situations and they cast them at Yeshua's feet. There might have been some folks with headaches too. But this is what I'm trying to explain to you. There was no difference between the headaches and the man. Everybody came and everybody was healed. There was an expectation. He said, and he healed them. All of them. And the 31st verse says what? Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be made whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. They what? Do we believe that these things are still possible? I'm serious. I'm serious. I gotta believe that. Otherwise, what? Let me leave you with this. See, right now, there's not a big distinction between the church and the world. I'm just being honest with you. The difference between us and them is that we may sing. That's the way it's getting. We just come in and worship. They singing, we singing, you know, glory to the King, and they singing. They singing, Kiki, are you with me? Do you love me? In these last days, how are we going to make a bigger distinction between who Yahweh is and who the world is? His power has to be manifested. And when people see his power manifest, see, that is the great, what do we call it? That is the great move of Yahweh. That is the great coming of the church into the age, the latter rain. Where now we see that there is a difference between God's people and the enemies. Now we see, how do we know? Because we see the power of Yahweh working. People are being healed. People are being taken out. But when is the church going to rise up like they believe that it's even possible? The people in the world don't believe that it's possible. And if the people in the church don't believe it's possible, what is the difference between the two? I need to believe that the God I serve can do. He can do anything. And I gotta believe that there is gonna be a mighty move of his spirit before he comes back again. Because the scripture says, is he gonna come back? And when he comes back, will he even find faith? That's a terrible conclusion to come to. We have to believe that the stuff that happened here can happen now. I believe that the lame can be made whole. I believe that cancer can be eradicated from people's bodies. Come on. I believe that he can restore sight to the blind. Can you imagine? But see, it's all wrapped up in our expectation. Your faith is directly connected to your expectation. If you don't expect nothing, you ain't got no faith. If I expect something, I'm in faith. And the Holy Ghost is trying to pull us up to a point is, where are our expectations? Do you believe that he can do what he says he does? Do you believe that miracles are still possible in this day and age? Do you believe that healing can be manifested? It's all in what you say. I believe it. Say that. I believe it. I believe him. I believe it. I believe it. Because I don't know about you, but I need to be a part of this latter rain movement. And if I can't get some folks to believe with me, maybe I need to find some. I need to find some folks that have great expectations. That expect the word to be true. That expect the power to be manifested. I need some crazy, outrageous. I need some bodacious people that believe in bona fide miracles. Do you believe in bona fide miracles? Do you believe he's able to perform and do what he said? It's in your mouth. You guys got situations going on right now that you can't even seem to muster up the faith to even, come on. Right now, he's saying, believe me. Trust me. Right here in this atmosphere, there's some stuff that we just need to decree. This in this moment. There's some stuff that's plaguing us. There's some situations we won't change, and the enemy is trying to steal our mouth. He's trying to crush our spirits. He doesn't want us to speak the victory. He wants to quench the word before it even comes out of our mouth. There's some stuff to be worried about. He was like, why are you worrying about it? I told you to cast my cares upon me because I care for you. Why are you tripping? Why are you carrying a load that is too heavy for you to bear? I'm not concerned about the details. I just want to speak the outcome. So right now, decree those things right now, because there's something that you need to decree right here, right now, in this place. In unity, he does command the blessings. And if we are in a unified state of expectation, my God, a unified state of expectations, where he expect him to move, we expect him to move. We know that he can move. We know that he can change the situation. We know that he can turn it around. We know this. Nothing is impossible. Nothing. Nothing. So, Father, right now, thank you. Come before you humbly, Father, knowing that you want to move. You want to do what you do. You want to perform that. But it has to come out of our mouths. We have to believe. We have to trust. We have to operate in our faith. So, Father, from here on out, we're speaking your word to every situation, to every mountain, to everything that tries to come up against us, that tries to crush us right now. We speak to that thing. That thing must move right now in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. It must line up with the word. It cannot stand. Father, our trust is in you, Father. You told us that we could do all things in you, through you. And that when, even in that, when we are weak, you strengthen us. Father, strengthen us right now. Strengthen us in your word. Strengthen us in our faith. Strengthen us in our expectations. We expect you, God. So So right now, Father, we want to be a part of your move. Help us. Increase our faith, Father Yahweh. Continue to minister your word to us in these situations, Father Yahweh. Continue to speak the word in our spirit, Father, that it, and it, even in times, Father, when we thought maybe we forgot the word, it comes up. It rises up in our spirit. And it rises up and comes out of our mouths. Let us not speak to defeat, but every word is a word of triumph. It's a word of victory. It's a word of the overcomer. It's a word of a conqueror. And you told us that we weren't just conquerors. We were more than conquerors. So we stand in our power and our authority. And we decree right now that everything is yay and amen. It is done right now. Thank you for that. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Let's thank him for that. Let's thank him for that. Yeah. Yay. You may be seated.